Now, the Theatre Royal in Stratford, I don't know, they've staged some historic productions, haven't they? And I don't know, next year sees the return of probably one of their most famous productions, Joan Littlewood's Oh, What a Lovely War. And by the way, the tickets have already gone on sale and they're going fast as well. But it's not a place to rest on its laurels, and the Theatre Royal is a place that continues to produce challenging theatre for its local audience. Well, its latest production, Glasgow Girls, I went down to see it the other night. It's a great show. Musical, but certainly not a happy-go-lucky sing-along one. But tell you what, it's packed with energy and dance. And also a production with something to say as well. Well, here to tell us about it, we're joined now live on the line. That's as long as the gremlins haven't quite sort of like managed to creep in the back here, by Roanna Davidson, who plays Agnesa in Glasgow Girls at the Theatre Royal in Stratford. Roanna, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hello, no problem at all.
Oh, you are there. You are there. I thought you might have disappeared or something like that. Okay, can you just tell us, it's a true story. Can you just tell us sort of briefly what the story's all about?
It is based on a true story. It's set in 2005, and in a nutshell, it's a group of seven young schoolgirls, they're about 15, from John Chapel High School in Glasgow, four of which are asylum seekers. And one morning, one of their friends, who I play, Agnesa Merceline, was dawn raided. So 14 immigration officials came to her house in the middle of the night and took her and her family in vans and drove them at breakneck speed down to a deportation centre just outside of London, ready to be sent back to Kosovo. And the girls, basically, they campaigned and they won loads of awards. They got loads of laws changed and they got Agnesa back. And basically, it's just a story about a community rallying together and the power that they can have and the things that just single people can do.
An interesting thing about it, I mean, I saw it the other night as well, was the thing is, like, quite often you get sort of like ordinary working class communities, quite often are portrayed as people, you know, like racist and against asylum seekers and things like that. But this, of course, runs completely contrary to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just about your neighbours. It's a story about people, really. And the community saw through race and saw through to people that really needed their help at the time. And they're just an amazing community.
And also, of course, there was lots of other politicians who were talking about these issues at the time. But it seems like it was almost like this group of people, this group of kids, and they were just kids, weren't they, who came together, pressure group and way of pushing things through, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. And what you have to remember about these young girls is that they're often from communities and from countries where women are still kind of classed as second-class citizens. So I think they really have to be commended for what they did. And they just felt really passionately the difference between right and wrong. And they saw a wrong and they just went full steam ahead and banded together. So it's an incredible story and it's very uplifting. And people often say, oh, it's a musical about asylum seekers. But it's really, it's packed full of fun and energy. And it's a bit like Glasgow itself. Glasgow is a city that's just full of warmth and it's really sneaky. And before you know it, it's grabbed you and you're dancing along with it.
I mean, I was getting sort of, when I saw it, I mean, I can't imagine how you, every night you get on stage and do that. Because it is, people might think, oh God, this is all a bit earnest and things like that, and it's not going to be. But it is, it's a real fun show, isn't it? And loads of dancing. How do you get up there and do that every night of the week? All that energy, where do you get that energy from?
Cake. Largely, I mean, the girls are like a plague of locusts. If you get a cake in the room, then within 2 seconds, it's just completely gone.
This is the secret.
We have to eat a lot. We have to eat definitely a lot because it's packed with dance from all over the world, just like the girls themselves. There's lots of different influences from everywhere. So lots of vitamins, lots of not kissing any frogs, and lots of cake.
It is a fun show to go and see as well. You can see it on loads of different levels, can't you? But also what makes it interesting as well, like most musicals, film musicals and stuff like that, they all end up on this happy note. But this actually makes a point of not ending on a happy note, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it didn't set out to be a musical to begin with, I think. The story is lifted from a documentary that Lindsay Hill made called Tales by the Edge, where she just happened to be there at the time. And during the when everything was happening, the girls, you see them there, they're 15-year-old girls, so they're dancing and they're singing and they're hammering on the lift. And the director, Cora Bissett, just saw that the story had to be a musical. So it's the girls themselves that drove that through. It's not, we're going to stand here now and these are our jazz hands and it's not squeaky clean and it's not going to leave you like that. We're here to make a point, like the girls were, so.
And what's it like working at the Theatre Royal in Stratford? Have you done things there before? Or?
I haven't worked there before, but everyone that I've spoken to just before I went into that building just lit up and had the most fantastic things to say about it. All of the staff there, from the box office all the way through to the artistic director and everyone in the office has made us feel so welcome, and they're just so accommodating and lovely. We feel very at home already.
And of course, it's unusual as well, in that it's not an all-women cast, but a nearly all-women cast, isn't it?
It is. It's sisters doing it for themselves. Yeah. And it's really nice, actually, that the word girls, the Glasgow girls, is about a community. It's about everybody. It's not just the girls themselves. But, yeah, we do outnumber poor Callum, who I'm sure is having a lovely time.
He's the guy who plays the school teacher, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He plays the school teacher.
He's very good as well, isn't he?
Yeah. And, yeah. He's amazing. He's an amazing actor. Him and Myra, who plays Noreen, they're the two older actors that are kind of leading us through. That are incredible.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to the break now, but finally, yeah, just one final question. Yeah, there's one reason that people should go and see Glasgow Girls at the Theatre Royal in Stratford. What would that be?
To question what you believe in.
And can I add something to that? I'd say to have a good night out as well.
Absolutely,
there is something about
yeah.
the Theatre Royal in Stratford, is that you could always have a good night out down there.
Let's have a dance around.
Rhonda Davidson, thanks for joining us here with New Sound Radio 92 FM. I know you've got to get off there because I think you're going to be doing some work down there as well this afternoon, aren't you? So, anyway, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. Okay, and of course, Glasgow Girls, you can catch that at the Theatre Royal in Stratford. It's on until the 2nd of March. Tickets range from just £5 going up to £24. And you can buy them online at the Theatre Royal Stratford's website, which is www.stratfordeast. It's all one word, stratfordeast.com. Or, of course, you could go down to the box office and speak to that lovely lady who's Ryan and was just talking about there. You can do it like that. Or you can get them, telephone number as well, 020-8534-0310. It's 020-8534-0310. But I tell you, I'd sort of prefer to just go down and have a quick word. We're down there and just buy your ticket. Just in that human interaction way, that human one-to-one way, sounds a much better way of doing it. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we've got a special guest. We're going to be talking about local history. Does it all really matter, or is it time to move on? Stay tuned.
Simply Lettings.